Greg, it's perfect.
Claire, we can't afford this place. I mean, this is a whole different tax bracket. I mean, we still save the condiment packets from our takeout. What are we doing here?
As everyone can see, the house is newly renovated and absolutely gorgeous. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and an open floor plan that's just perfect for entertaining. Imagine the dinner parties. Please take a look around and I'll pop by to answer any questions.
After weeks of pleading, I've dragged my fiancé to an open house in one of Chicago's best neighborhoods. I want to make a great impression, so I'm wearing my favorite Madewell high-rise skinny jeans and a white Theory blazer I found on the clearance rack at Saks off Fifth. I even woke up an hour early, on a Sunday, I might add, to blow-dry and straighten my frizzy waves. I'm hoping the look reads, responsible, upwardly mobile future homeowner.
Ugh, this place is too far from Sluggers anyway. I love living upstairs from my favorite bar.
Greg, on the other hand, rolled out of bed 10 minutes before we left our apartment and threw on a Cubs hat with the same pair of grubby basketball shorts he wore yesterday. I don't understand why he's not more excited. Can't he picture our future here? This is my dream house. We're finally getting married, which means it's time to think about the next step. So I'm manifesting what I want our life to look like.
Ugh, you know we can't afford this place. And this house feels like a McMansion one of your Real Housewives of Tackyville would live in.
Babe, if the Obamas lived in Lincoln Park, then we are going to live in Lincoln Park.
Claire, the Obamas lived in Hyde Park. Are you thinking of that annoying lawyer show you like?
You mean The Good Wife? Oh, maybe. But it doesn't matter. This is the perfect house for us to start a family in. Can't you just see the 5 of us in here on Christmas morning? The dog's head on your lap.
The 5 of us? What dog?
Shh! She's coming over.
Hello, you two. I'm Beth. Please let me know if you have any questions about the house. Oh, and make sure to check out the upstairs. The master suite is done in the same paint color as Gwyneth Paltrow's meditation room. It's called Conscious Accruing.
Wow.
Don't forget to check out the kitchen and enjoy the complimentary bagels.
I can't believe people still eat that crap. Haven't they heard of Dr. X? Has no one read Wheat Belly? Gluten is basically poison.
Greg, the rest of the world doesn't need to abstain from bread just because you get a tummy ache when you eat a giant breakfast burrito. That's not celiac. That's just common sense.
Sometimes it happens with deep dish, too.
Hi again. If you're interested, you should move quickly. That couple over there in the matching North Face vests is very interested. She's an Etsy entrepreneur, and he's the head of energy at a green juice company. Her pet portrait business is really taking off, and they are ready to upgrade.
That's okay. We were just leaving, so.
Actually, we are also very interested. There's so much counter space in this kitchen. And what's the square footage of the yard?
Seriously, Claire, what do we need all this room for?
Why don't I just leave you two to chat?
For our family, Greg.
We're not even married yet.
Yes, but we will be next week. And I want to start trying for a baby right away so I'm pregnant by the time I'm 30.
And what about what I want?
Greg, you don't know what you want. Ever since college, I've been the one making a plan for us. And I want 3 adorable children in a tastefully renovated Lincoln Park townhouse.
Do you? Or do you just want what everyone else has?
Folks, I am so sorry, but the other couple just put in an all-cash offer above asking price. And you are currently standing in their future crafting room. So, unless you want to start a bidding war, in which case, let's talk. It's time to go. Scoot, scoot.
So nice to meet you. Tell all your friends about Beth's bungalows.
Look, I have to go meet Maya and Jordy at the nail salon. But Greg, we're getting married in 6 days. And I want to feel like you're excited about this, okay? This is the most important week of our lives. We've spent 8 years together, and this is what people do. They get married. They have kids. It's time to grow up, Greg. An hour later, I should be relaxing with my best friend and my brother enjoying our pedicures. But I'm so annoyed at Greg, I can't even choose between ballet slippers and high-class affair. Thank God I have Jordan and Maya to talk me down.
He said what? That's so rude.
I know.
Straight men. Can you make sure to really get my calluses? Like, use that cheese grater thingy and really go to town. Oh, thank you.
Like, what did he think was going to happen? We were going to raise kids in our one-bedroom apartment? This is obviously the next step.
Sweetie, are you having second thoughts about marrying Greg?
If anyone else had asked me this, I'd probably be furious. But Maya's been my best friend ever since we met at our local YMCA camp at age 10. We were the two girls whose tie-dye shirts both turned out 100% poop brown. Turns out, neither of us were very good at arts and crafts. But I did get a lifelong best friend out of the ordeal. No, of course not. We're just stressed about the wedding. I mean, we've been together forever. This is what I've always wanted. And it's finally happening. Jordy, back me up here.
This isn't Survivor. You don't get points for staying with someone if it's not right. Lord knows there are plenty of unhappy couples out there who've been together forever.
Lord also knows our girl Claire loves checking something off her to-do list. We just want you to be happy. We're trying to make sure this is definitely what and who you want. Right, Jordy?
Exactly. I mean, Greg's cute and all, but you're not married yet. And if you think, for any reason, he might not be the one for you, we will runaway bride your ass straight out of there.
I love you guys. But this wedding is definitely happening. I've spent months planning everything. And I need my best friend and my little brother by my side. At this, I think I see Maya and Jordy catch each other's eye over my head. But I'm sure I'm just imagining it.
Hey, we've got you. We're Team Claire all the way.
Exactly. Consider us the Kelly and Michelle to your Beyonce.
Right. Except that I'm definitely the best dancer here.
Do not even start. I know the entire choreography to the Coachella opening, and I am not afraid to do it in this nail salon. Someone count me in. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Thank you both. There's still so much to get done. I can't believe I have to work this week.
Let us know what you need. Plus, Greg should basically be your personal butler right now. It's his wedding too, right?
You would think.
Thank you for calling Forward Vision Advertising. How can I direct your call?
It's been a long week balancing work and the finishing touches on the wedding. It seems like every relative has a question about the dress code. Seriously, Aunt Marge? No novelty t-shirts, even if it is a tuxedo. And every distant friend who barely made the invite list suddenly wants to bring a plus one. But somehow, I've made it to Wednesday, my last day in the office. I'm about to go grab lunch around the corner when a chat pops up from my boss.
Hey, Claire, I know you're about to head out for your wedding, so I'm so sorry for the last-minute ask, but I'm going to need to go ahead and fix up that adult diaper pitch for tomorrow. You're the only one I trust with it. Okay, let's settle up at 6:30 and go over everything.
Well, shit. I only have a couple days left before the wedding, and my to-do list is a mile long. Also, why am I the only one David trusts with incontinence? Is that weird? Why would my boss put me and adult diapers in the same thought? I fire off two messages. The first back to David. Of course! Always happy to help. Talk then. And then one to my work wife, Liz. Emergency. Can you come over here and tell me if you can see my underwear through my pants?
LOL, what?
Was about to grab lunch. Meet me in the kitchen?
I head over to the break room. It's about what you'd expect. A soulless corporate lunchroom that has a slightly off smell. Wait a minute. Did Daryl hang his cycling clothes out to dry in the kitchen again? Oh, hey, Daryl.
Hi, Claire.
Are these your bike shorts? I probably sound like a broken record, but maybe you could keep these in your cube? Or literally anywhere else farther away from where we eat?
Sorry, Claire. I know you hate that. My bad. I'll just take these over to my desk so it doesn't offend you. Bye.
Who does that? And I'm positive he stole one of my yogurts last week.
Claire, I love you, but you've got to relax a bit. Your bridezilla is starting to show. Now, let's take a look at your butt.
My butt?
Yeah, you asked me to look at your butt. Why do you need me to look at your butt anyways? Is this a wedding thing?
Oh, right. No. David just asked me to help on the pitch for the adult diaper campaign. Tomorrow. And he said, quote, I'm the only one he trusts with it. Why would he say that? Does he think I wear them?
Okay. Calm down. I'm sure our overgrown frat bro of a boss just doesn't want to do the work himself, as usual. And you also know he's going to take all the credit for whatever you come up with anyway.
Of course he will.
Well, the good news is your butt looks fine. A plus, even. It's going to look great in that slinky white dress. How's the final stretch going, by the way? All ready for Saturday?
So ready. Honestly, I'm excited. But I'll be a little relieved when it's all over. You know I'm the queen of color-coded binders, but I had no idea how much work planning a wedding would be. And...
Claire, are you okay? What is it?
It's just... I mean, I know my mom died when I was little, and obviously there's been a lot of moments over the years when I wished she was there, but somehow this one really sucks. Plus, I definitely could have used the help.
I honestly don't know how you do it all. And you've basically been a mom to Jordy since you were 12. But you have Greg, right? Isn't he helping you?
Well, he's trying. He found this 90s R&B cover band he loves, and he's basically spent the last month planning out the set list.
Oh, really? I did not have you pegged as a 90s R&B super fan.
I mean... I'm not. If it was up to me, we'd have a Mariah Carey cover band, because, obviously. But it crossed something off the list, so I just let him have it.
Claire, the wedding is going to be great. Stop worrying about it and start getting excited for your amazing Italian honeymoon. Listen, I've got a budget meeting now, so I'll see you at Rachel's birthday thing tonight.
I'm gonna try... But I have to meet with David at 6:30 to talk through the pitch. And I have berries in the morning, so I can't stay long.
Okay, we'll try to make it for one. It's karaoke, and Rach wants us all to sing that Spice Girls song.
In public? I would never.
I know, but it's her birthday! Think about it. Okay, I gotta go. Good luck with the diaper pitch. I'll pee you later.
After an hour of trying to convince David that we should not use the tagline, "We can hold it, even when you can't," in our pitch, I'm finally on my way to the bar. I kind of hope everyone is drunk by now and I could sneak out after a quick drink. I could be home in time to do my full skincare routine, watch an episode of British Bake Off, and be in bed by 11. Mary Berry is exactly what I need right now. Hey, Jordy. I only have a minute.
Where are you?
I just left the office, and I'm on my way to a birthday party for a friend. And it's karaoke. Ugh.
What? That sounds fun. Oh, you should do that Summer Lovin' duet we used to do as kids. You were always such a good Danny.
No way! I only do that for you. Wait, did you need something?
Okay, so promise you won't be mad at me?
I won't be mad.
Promise?
Oh, God. What is it? You're making me nervous.
Okay, so I just found out I'm getting an award from the city for my work on the AT&T tower. And don't freak out, but it's tomorrow night. I know you have a ton to do for the wedding, but it would mean so much to me if you were there.
Oh, Jordy, that's amazing. I can't believe my little brother helped build the weirdest building in Chicago. Yes, of course I'll make it work. Greg and I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Thanks, Claire.
Is Dad coming too?
Yeah, he's driving in from Milwaukee a day early since your wedding stuff starts on Friday anyway. Claire, I'm glad you're coming. I really wish Mom was still around to see this.
She was the one that spoiled you with 8 zillion Legos when we were little. And look, now you've made a real tower. Jordy, she'd be really proud of you.
Thanks, Claire.
Oh, hey, can you do me a favor?
Depends.
You brat. Just make sure Dad gets to the rehearsal dinner on time on Friday. You know him. He's gonna get sucked into old episodes of Blue Bloods or something and forget.
This is your wedding, not your junior class play. He'll be there.
Well, I'd still feel better if he drove with you.
I'm on it. Us Benson kids gotta stick together. And I guess I owe you. You did let me sleep on your bedroom floor for 2 years after Mom died. God, I love that neon green sleeping bag. What happened to that? Do you think Dad still has it?
You big softy.
This was supposed to be a happy call. I'm getting an award. And you're getting married. Look at us. Okay. Now go sing your heart out, but don't stay out too late. Don't want to be puffy at your wedding.
Rude. Hi, ladies. Sorry I'm late.
Claire, you made it.
Happy birthday, Rach. Let me get you a drink. This round's on me. What do you want?
Margarita, please. It's tequila time.
Oh, God. I mean, coming right up. Yeah, excuse me, sorry. Excuse me. Hi, can I get a Casamigos margarita on the rocks with salt and a glass of your driest Pinot Grigio, please?
We don't have Casamigos. Or Pinot Grigio.
Okay, house tequila's fine then. So, what kind of white wine do you have?
We have a house white.
But, like, what kind of white is it?
House white.
Okay, I'll, go with that then. Thank you.
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
All right, birthday girl. Here's your margarita.
Oh my God, Claire! Is that Greg up there? Is he singing to you? That's so sweet.
No, Greg's still stuck at work. He just texted me.
Weird. That totally looks like him.
You mean the dude who just kissed that blonde on stage?
What in the actual hell?
Oh my God. Claire?
I'm going to kill him. I can't believe this. I'm actually going to kill him.
Claire, wait. Claire, I can explain.
I cannot even begin to process what I just saw. What was that? What did I just see?
Right. So, okay. You know Melissa from work, right?
Yes, I know Melissa. Why are you kissing Melissa?
I was not expecting to see you in Trader Todd's.
We're getting married on Saturday. Does Melissa know that?
Look, I'm sorry.
Are you sorry that you kissed her? Or are you sorry that you got caught?
I'm sorry about everything. It's all been so much pressure lately with the wedding and you and...
Is this the first time? Greg... Is this the first time that you and Melissa have kissed?
Well, not technically, no.
Not technically? How many times have you kissed? Oh my God! I can't believe this! We're getting married in 3 days! We were getting married anyway. Are we still getting married? What is happening, Greg?
I don't know. I just feel like ever since we got engaged, we're not fun anymore. We're too young to act so old. And Melissa, she's so chill.
You think I'm not fun anymore? So you stuck your tongue down some girl's throat? I can't believe this. Our entire families are coming to town. What are we supposed to tell them?
You know, Claire, it honestly seems like you're angrier about the wedding than the kissing.
Of course I'm mad about the wedding. Do you know how hard it was to book the Drake on a Saturday in July?
Then why don't you just marry the Drake? I mean, listen, Claire, we've been together since we were 20. I don't think it's so crazy that I wanted to sow my oats a little before we get hitched.
What does that mean? How many have there been, Greg?
We can figure this out. I mean, honestly, I've been wanting to talk to you about this anyway. Open marriages are really common these days. I think we should explore it.
Ah! You are such a child! Also, I saw you drinking a beer up there. I still don't believe you're actually allergic to gluten, but I hope you are, and that you have explosive diarrhea tonight. I don't care where you have it, but do not even think about coming back to the apartment.
Claire! Claire, wait.
Claire, I'm gonna need to call you back.
Maya, it's over.
What's over? Karaoke? Thank God. I don't know why white people love that shit so much.
I think we're calling off the wedding.
What? Oh, hold on. Jesse, Gabby has a Lego stuck up her nose and you're gonna get it unstuck. Claire's having an emergency. Wait, okay. Back up. What happened?
I saw him at a karaoke bar singing I'll Make Love to You with Melissa.
Screw Melissa! Who the hell is Melissa?
This new girl at his office. She works on the sales desk. She's a cool girl. You know the type. Totally acts like one of the guys.
Okay, wait. So, like, for sure an odd song choice and all, but that doesn't sound like a reason to call off your wedding.
And then at the end, they kissed. Sucking face in front of half of my office.
Oh, shit! That asshole. I mean, he's always been a bit of a flirt, but this is next level.
What am I going to do? The wedding is on Saturday. Everyone's flying in.
Okay, breathe. We are two smart, capable women, and we're going to figure this out together. Let me put Gabby to bed, and I'll be right over to make a game plan. We're gonna get that fancy-ass wedding planner of yours to undo all her wedding planning. And we're gonna eat a gallon of that disgusting rum raisin ice cream that you love while we watch Roman Holiday and maybe cry a little bit.
Roman Holiday! Oh no, the honeymoon! Maya, I'm gonna need to call you back.
Oh shit. Okay, you start with that and I'll be right over.
Where is that damn number? Aha!
Thank you for calling Loved Up Travel Agency. I'm Trish, your Loved Up Travel Agent. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I'm calling to cancel a trip.
Oh, dear. Let's see here. Do you have your confirmation number?
Not with me.
Let's try your last name, sweetheart.
Claire Benson.
Here we go. Ooh, the Bella Simi Tour Romantici. 7 days in Florence and the Tuscan countryside. Oh, la la. You know, I've always wanted to do this trip, but my husband, Bill, he's a cheapskate. You got a good one.
I do not got a good one. I just found out my fiancé is cheating on me.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. You know, Bill, he's actually my second husband. My first husband, Rodney, now he was a total bum. Walked in on him screwing his secretary right in his office. The ding-dong didn't even have the common sense to lock the door. Oh, sweetie, you poor, poor thing.
So, like I was saying, I need to cancel the trip.
Well, unfortunately, hon, it looks like you missed the window for that. All cancellations need to be processed at least 14 days before your departure. You know I'd help you out if there was anything I could do, woman to woman.
You've got to be kidding me. It's not my fault he waited till the week of our wedding to cheat on me.
No, sugar, I'm not kidding you. Bill says I can't tell a good joke to save my life. Although, I do know this one joke that might cheer you up. What's brown and sticky? A stick.
Okay, I'm here. I have wine and a lot of sugar. Where should we start?
I just talked to Jordy, and he said he'd tell the family, and my dad is already trying to get all the deposits back.
That's great. Then let's focus on you. How are you feeling?
It's weird. I mean, I'm furious. We spent so many years together, and now I feel like he's a total stranger. And, you know, that I'm watching my whole future slip away. But at the same time,
is there a tiny part of you that's relieved?
Maybe.
If we're being totally honest, I never got you and Greg together. In college, sure, but I always thought of him as a phase you'd grow out of. I mean, I get it. He has a good job, and sure, he's good looking when he remembers to shave. But he never appreciated you, and this solidifies it. If this is the kind of person Greg is, you don't want to be with him anyway.
Well, that's definitely true. But Maya, I was supposed to get married this weekend. And now I'm single, 28, in a job I hate, and flat broke because my wedding and honeymoon are non-refundable. So now what?
Okay, that's easy. You're gonna go to Italy is what you're gonna do. Look how well that worked out for Diane Lane in Under the Tuscan Sun. Someone's got to benefit from all that planning, and it should definitely be you. What's next? Hit me.
I can't go to Italy alone on my honeymoon. Maybe you could come with me?
You know I'd go in a heartbeat if I could, but Jesse's got work, and who would watch Gabby? But you are going to go, and you're going to have so much fun. Go have your eat, pray, love moment.
Maya, he said I wasn't fun.
Who said you aren't fun?
Greg did. And he said that Melissa, he said that she was so chill, meaning I'm decidedly not. I'm fun, right?
Well, honey, you know, fun means something different to everyone.
Are you agreeing with him?
No, not at all. You're fun. But I do think you've lost a bit of your spark recently. I mean, when was the last time we had a Whitney Houston dance party? Or ate a mountain of pasta? And you used to love taking photos, but I haven't seen you with a camera in years. And honestly, I blame Greg. You spend so much time taking care of that man-child that you don't have time for yourself. Who cares what that moron said anyway? You two have been together since college, and people change so much in their 20s. Did you ever really decide Greg was truly what you wanted? Like, forever?
I don't know. We used to be really happy. When we first got together, we had so much fun. And I haven't changed. In fact, I'm so fun, I'm going to go on this trip to Italy. I'm going to go have the most fun ever without Greg. Take that, Diane Lane.
Easy. We're mad at Greg. Diane Lane, that's our girl.
You're right. I'm gonna need a big hat.
Landing storage is Americo Vespucci Airport in approximately 30 minutes. We'll be coming to the cabin one final time to collect any unwanted service items. At this time,
RomCom Pods was created by Rachel King and Becca Freeman. This season was also written, directed, and executive produced by Rachel King and Becca Freeman. This season was produced in partnership with Pod People. We had production help from Samantha Reed, marketing help from Ann Foos, Erica Huang is our editor, sound design, music, mix, and our theme song is by Daniel Brunel.
Claire is played by Amy Stricker. Greg is played by Nikolai Moss. Maya is played by Ella Turen. Jordan is played by Zachary Taylor Smith. Liz is played by Eva Cantor. Phone operator is played by Gabby Naylor. Real estate agent is played by Kim Carlson. David is played by Anthony Guarino. Daryl is played by Matt Sav. Flight attendant is played by Mary Alice Farina. Bartender is played by Bobby Gagliani. Melissa is played by Eva Cantor. Receptionist is played by Becca Freeman. Rachel is played by Rachel King.
We also need to give a very, very special thank you to Grace Atwood, Maxi Maggio, Thomas Stockwell, Alyssa King, Lisa Kolostenko, Eliza Lambert, Jill Russell, Alex Kruger, Jess Yarrow, Ashley Mahoney, Lydia Hurt, Kate Childs, and Lauren Friedman. We love you so, so much. Thank you.